So, what could On the Left mind workers do to move toward true solidarity? Mind workers who see themselves as helping us, as providing the information and the understanding that we, the people, need to insert ourselves as actors in that faraway, long distance someday that never comes. Is there some better use pundits could devote their thinking to that might, even as a bonus, restore excised bits and lead them back to wholeness? In what follows, I suggest that the answer to that question lies in taking personal ownership of the actual physical earth they see around them. What amount of it would allow true fellowship to flourish? And what would true fellowship look like, given our technological inheritance? Ugo used the word community the way I use fellowship. He believed that only in perfect community lies the true body politic, in perfect fellowship. And that only in this fellowship can justice exist. He wrote, quote, "Where community exists, there likewise exists the true body politic. And where the latter is, there too is justice." And that's also from book 7, Les Miserables. And as ever and everywhere under class, we could recognize in this example how critical Bentham's notion of keeping a hold on the lexicon, controlling the definitions, and as a subset and function of this, as a means of getting to and being in our freedom. Likewise, we must put on the table and keep our hands on what we want, the fundamentals of village design. Let's start talking about it before power does. Let's get this conversation well underway. Designing the basic components of village life that support community verve, that constitute, therefore, the framework for our lives. We are defined by the structures we are born into. We have to be the ones who design them. I think we have to have a high minimum standard of village life that we ensure becomes the basis of every village that exists once we have our freedom. And I don't mean coercion when I say that word, ensure. I found an interesting 13th century version of this in the George Homans book, English Villagers of the 13th Century. He found a, quote, "thoroughgoing equality in the use of all the resources of the village," unquote. There were even common stewards and common bulls and boars called the free bull and the free boar, so named because they roamed about freely, fertilizing females as needed. I'm sure across the world there's innumerable examples of such identification of resources shared in common that comprise a version of the ideal communal village. Now, obviously, the common resources of today are expanded. We have as our communal legacy the development of communications and transportation technology. But this doesn't mean we may not also want a common ram, which I mention as I'm particularly fond of sheep cheese, though resigned to never having means for keeping it about the house. Point being, there once was interest in identifying the components of a decent village worthy of the name. We'll one day return to this question of the good life. Ugo again is relevant. He tells us, quote, "For ourselves, we will only say that we do not comprehend either man as a starting point or progress as the goal without those two forces, which are the two great motors, faith and love. Progress is the aim, the ideal is the model. What is the ideal? It is God. Ideal, absolute, perfection, the infinite. These are identical words," unquote. Again from book 7, Les Miserables. So Ugo's progress and his perfection is not the progress and perfection of these power guys and their pundit helpers, adorers and adepts of rarefied concepts, of mind as supreme object, their damaged souls' chief artifact. What our pundit helpers don't get is that the world we want hasn't even partially existed yet, not since class began, and that we have to begin envisioning it and discussing it so as to turn our world onto a new track. What they don't get is that we want a complete flip, and being thus so oblivious means they feel no hunger for it. As Robert Shaw, the writer and actor, saw and said so many decades hence, these guys ain't bothered. Quote, this is an excerpt from his novel, The Flag. Mr. Slattery asked Father Rockingham, why can't we just grow our own food? Why can't we just do that now? Because those who could manage it, could organize it, could start it, don't care to, said the old man. They're not bothered, said the old man. Ah, they all said and nodded their heads. Ah, yes, that's it, unquote. Simple as that. These guys ain't bothered. They're fine. To their minds, they're living large. They're having a good time being treated like mind personified. When heart is what we need. Not phony thinking. And for heart, we need each other. Somehow we have to see ourselves, because if we see ourselves, we will want ourselves, want fiercely, as Robert Shaw did, to lose no more children to this system. We have to want ourselves to not throw ourselves away. The great voices, our great ancestors, who did not throw themselves away and who wanted the same for us, who were our spokespersons, gave us what we need to end class. If that's not what you're doing, you official spokespeople over the airwaves, then why are you wasting our time, aka our lives?